Blog Talk Radio.
Widowed Ministry Talk Show. I am your host, Mary Hollis, and I am so happy to know that you are a part of this show tonight. Well, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be doing something a little bit different, not just for widows. It's going to be for widows, but it's going to be for anyone that has had a loved one, have lost a loved one, and having problems getting through the holiday. And that is for mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, cousins, niece and nephews, anyone that is experiencing surviving the holiday. So please tune in to the next 6 shows, and we will be talking about journeying through grief. Some of you have experienced grief for 1 year, or many more, or just the last few days, weeks, months. This holiday season brings all of these feelings back. It seems so fresh to you, just like it was just yesterday. But it is okay. Just walk into it by finding the most memorable time that made you laugh or smile with that loved one. Good memories, good grief. Never let go of these memories. Cherish them, and they will help you through this holiday as well. Surviving the holiday. One of the most important and difficult time of the year is getting through Thanksgiving and Christmas, because you've spent so much time with that loved one and different things that you've experienced. But just like I say, walk into it and begin to remember those times that you had those laughs and smiles. Think about those good times and try not to focus on the bad memories. Good grief is healthy. I'm going to be talking about different stages and journey through grief. I'll be also mentioning Bible verses that relate to some of the topic that I'll be talking about in the next 6 nights. Psalm 6. Chapter 6, 2, 3 says, "Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long?" Many of you, I know you feel this way. How long do I have to keep going through all of these different emotions that I'm experiencing? How long, Lord? My bones are in agony. That's me, my heart, and I'm so weak from constantly thinking about the things and the person that I've lost. How long, Lord? Yes, we question God all the time, but it's okay because we are human. So those questions that you ask, it's okay, but just not dwell in those things over and over again, because it does become, it won't become a healthy thing, it becomes unhealthy. The person who gave it to you knows you lost someone very dear to you, someone those feelings. You lose someone you love, you lose part of yourself, and that can hurt you deeply. And I hope that you will allow me to walk with you through this grief journey in the next 6 weeks. Our heart goes out to you because we know that it's difficult. There are no magical words to bring an end to your pain. But we are here to try to help you in any way we can, to give you that comfort, support, helping you to strengthen where you're weak, and encourage you to keep going forward, because it will get better. Many times some of you would say, no, it can't be. I just can't be. Somebody I love is gone, and my life is shattered into a million pieces. I know you want everything to go back the same way it used to be. God, are you there? Are you listening? Why did you have to take my loved one at this particular time? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? I want my loved one back. I am not ready to let them go. Yes, all of these questions you experience. Your life has been turned upside down, and it feels as if part of you is missing. But this is a human response. A loss is to grieve. I know you feel pressure sometimes that, why am I feeling this way? Should I be feeling this way? But grief is optional. It's abnormal, or even, and sometimes you feel you're abnormal, and this is a sign of weakness. And many of us feel this way most of the time, that if we keep crying, this shows a sign of weakness. Grief is a very normal, natural, and necessary process. Grief is normal because it is how people respond to a significant personal loss. Grief is natural in that it is a completely human thing to do. We can avoid grief. It builds into us. We can't avoid grief. It is built into us. To grieve, just as we are created to love, we are created to grieve. We love, and then we lose someone we love, and then we grieve. Those are all natural and normal things. Grieving is necessary. Grief provides a healthy way to cope with the loss and everything it means to us. Trying to ignore or avoid grief won't work. It will only make the grief last longer, and possibly cause even more pain. The most important thing is to give yourself permission to grieve. Sometimes you feel as the tears are just flowing down like a faucet. You're trying to hold it back because you feel that this is abnormal, but it is normal. Like I've told my widows, cry until it dries up. Let yourself feel? Letting yourself feel is the best and healthy thing you can do for yourself and for those you love. Let yourself grieve, because grief is normal. Grief is natural. And most of all, grief is necessary, because it's important that you let yourself grieve. You should not hold it back. Walk into it. Because guess what? God is going to be there right with you, walking you through each step, because he can handle it for you, and he'll deal with that day by day. This past Saturday, I helped facilitate a workshop called Surviving the Holiday. We had several speakers to go through different things about surviving the holiday. This workshop was called Grief Share, Surviving the Holiday. And we had different professional counselor there to speak on tips and ways how to survive the holiday. We had one lady who talked about tips of surviving the holiday. We had another who talked about the cycle of grief. My part was to show a video on Grief Share, and we had different people who was in that video, black and white, all different nationalities, because we all grieve alike. Basically, it doesn't matter what color we are. But in that video, it showed different people who were going through their grief process. And during the holidays, it was the most difficult time in their lives. And they talked about how experience a difficult in buying and opening gifts this particular year. Some of them would not go and get a Christmas tree. They felt that would be too much for them. Some of them didn't go shopping. Just so many different scenarios that they went through dealing and surviving the holiday. But I wanted to share a short little story that I talked about and dealing with my first Christmas when my husband passed. Well, I think some of you have heard it, but I just want to mention it because that's one of the main things that they talked about, holiday tradition. Well, my husband, he had a holiday tradition. Black Friday, he was one of those people that was in that crowd. Early in the morning, he would go, and he would have a list of things that he was going to go and get. For the kids, and he would really go and get it and come on back. He did not stay in the midst of all of that. But after my husband passed in June, and after 6 months, I decided to start taking some of his clothes out of the closet and to give it away. And 6 months later was into December. When I went into the closet, I looked in the back of the closet. She saw all these bags. And these bags were filled with toys that he had bought previously, because he used to like to shop. And many times I didn't even know when he was buying these things, but he bought things in bulk as well. But when I went in that closet and started pulling out those bags, all I could do was cry. The tears just kept flowing and flowing just like a faucet. But after a while, I had a peace that came over me. And the peace was that my kids, their first Christmas when their father, without their father, they were going to have toys from their father. So there was a smile. I got a smile on my face because all of a sudden, even though I was crying at the beginning, I felt the peace and being happy that they were going to receive presents from their father, even though their father was not going to be there. So that was very rewarding to me, and that was something I always cherished and remembered. And I wanted to mention that. And also, children, we have to also be very mindful of this. Some of us have children, a relative, and we think that kids don't grieve. Kids grieve too. You have to always watch out for their behavior. Sometimes their behavior is going to be more mischievous. They get quiet, stay to themselves, are different things. Just remember that kids do grieve. So just be aware that if you have young children around you, just knowing that those loved ones were meant a lot to them as well. And we also had someone there to also talk to the children at this particular workshop this past weekend. They also talked about suicidal thoughts. Sometimes some of us get those suicidal feelings, but make sure that you let someone know how you're feeling. Call 911 if you get real serious, 1-800-SUICIDE. And that's 1-800-784-2433. I want to read this from Isaiah 41:13 states, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear, I will help you." That's what God is really saying to us when we're going through not just a loss, do anything. He is here to help us. I know many times we don't feel that way, but he is right there with open arms and letting us know that, you know, he's there for us, even though sometimes we can't understand why God took that person away. Yes, but in time we'll understand by and by, like my mother would say that song, by and by. Remember to cherish the memories, because that does help. Even though my kids did not know their father long, my daughter did, but my son never knew, they still visit their father's grave site, even up until now. My son does. He gets some sort of comfort from doing it. But sometimes he goes there alone. I mean, it's been 24 years. But you know one thing? Memory is still there. Every Christmas, there are certain things that I do, still do in this time, you know, things that always tradition, things that we did when he was here. Some other things that was mentioned in the video: plan your holiday. Scale back on the activity you participate in. You don't have to say yes to everything that someone wants you to do during a holiday. You can stay at home. It's important that you be around friends and family. But at times, you can say no also to some of the invitation. And just, you know, if I feel comfort in sometimes just being at home alone. But it's so important, don't dwell there when you become depressed and it becomes unhealthy then. Because it's hurting you, the pain that you're going through. But just make sure that you stay busy. But it's okay to say no sometimes. And when you feel like crying, just like I mentioned at the very beginning, some of your loss could be sooner than 1 or 2 or more years. It could be recent. It could have been days, weeks, months. So I'm sure those tears are still there, still flowing, and it's okay. Don't feel guilty about it. Just cry, cry, cry until the tears dries up. It will dry up one day, and this is healthy. Continue to pray and ask God about your feelings and trust and believe in him. God knows your inside out. And out. He knows what you are struggling with, your fears and your feelings. He expects you to be anyone other than that. He knows that you're human, and sometimes we do get weak. You were created in his image, so he knows exactly, and he knows you before you were in your mother's womb. So he knows what you're going through and what you're going to be going through. But he's right there. Just pray and believe that he will get you through this. Now, one of the things that we also wanted to give you tonight, which is very helpful, this GriefShare website, if you are into the computer, some of you are still not, and you can do it on your phone also. I know most of you have cell phones. Go to www.griefshare.org, and GriefShare is grief, the word grief, G-R-I-E-F, share, S-H-A-R-E, all one word, .org, that's O-R-G. Go to that website and just click on different parts of it, because it has videos where you can listen to other people talk about their grieving process and things that they're dealing with. Also, what it's very rewarding and very you will get so much from these emails. Subscribe to these emails, www.griefshare.org/daily emails. When you read those emails, it's encouraging, inspirational message every day, 365 days a year. And it seems like that person knows how you feel that day, because it's saying exactly what you need to hear. It's very, very inspirational. So that is something that you could, it will help you through the holiday as well, and even other days to come. So those are the things that was discussed at the Grief Share workshop this past week. But also the series that I'll be talking from, it's four books. And the one that I took some information from at the beginning of the talk show was A Time to Grieve. This book, all of these four series, is written by Kenneth Hauk. That's H-A-U-G-K. And he writes the four series about journeying through grief, and these are excellent books. But I'll be going through them, talking about grief, and also giving some one-on-one experience also dealing with the grieving process. So invite, just one second, my computer just went. Just one quick second. Just did something crazy. Here I go. Yeah, so just for the next 6 weeks, I'll be talking about ways how to deal with grief and surviving the holiday. So I hope that you enjoyed the first session of the series of Journeying Through Grief. At the end of the session, I would like to talk now about some announcements. This in 2 weeks, we are going to we're going to be celebrating and enjoying our. Excuse me, 1 second. My computer is. Just 1 second. All right. In 2 weeks, December 19th, we will have our annual Christmas breakfast at Morel's Cafe at ITC. That's near the AU Center. And some of you know where Busy Bee Restaurant is. It's right down the street from that. And the address is 700 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Atlanta. The cost is $15 per person plus gratuity. Don't forget to bring your gift wrap shoeboxes filled with toiletry items for women, homeless women, and children. We will deliver those boxes before Christmas to the shelter. Also, many of you stopped by and picked up some fundraising items to raise the money to write our book that we are getting ready to publish. So make sure that you get that to me, either if you can do it before the Christmas gathering or you can wait until December 19 when we get together. That'll still be okay. We still have some seats available, rooms available for the cruise that we're going on to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel for 5 days. So just knowing that we have a few more rooms available, and we have 33 people who have already made their deposit. And let me see if there's anything else that I can think of. Oh, yes. Please pray for the family of Benny Franklin. She's one of our widows. Her father passed this week, and the funeral is going to be this coming Saturday. Keep that family in prayer. There's been so many deaths. And also a close friend of mine, mother passed. We went to college together back in New York, and you know one thing? Her mother lived to be 98 years old. Isn't that a blessing? 98. But even though we have to always be ready, never knowing when a loved one will not be here with us. So it's always important that if you have someone that you feel that you don't like their ways or something about them, ask God to forgive them and also call them and ask them for forgiveness, because you can be gone tomorrow and you left with that on your heart, and, you know, God wants you to clear all those things before you come up to him, because we don't know all of his criteria, and we want to make sure that we're going to go to heaven. So just think about those things too. And that is the end of our show tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week. And invite others to listen next week. It doesn't have to be a widow. It can be anyone, to listen to the 6th series that I have on talking about the journeying through grief. Good night, and have a great week.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better than away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And
Because he